Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Centre notifies revised wages of MG Narega workers for 2024-25. Filing of nominations begins for second phase of Lok Sabha elections after issuance of notification. 29th meeting of Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs held in Beijing. Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmitry Kuleba arrives in New Delhi on a two-day visit to India. UGC asks all universities to use the net score for admission to PhD programs instead of conducting entrance tests. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to take on Delhi Capitals in Jaipur this evening. And now the news in detail. The centre has notified the revised wages in Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MG Narega, for 2024-25. The daily wage rate for unskilled manual workers in Haryana will be 374 rupees per day, 356 rupees in Goa, 349 rupees in Karnataka, 346 rupees in Kerala, and 322 rupees in Punjab. The Rural Development Ministry said this notification will come into force from the 1st of April this year. The last revision in MG Narega wages was notified in March last year. The notification for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections has been issued. The elections will be held in 88 seats in 12 states, including one union territory in this phase, 20 Lok Sabha seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. Kashmir will go to polls in this first phase. Nominations can be filed till the 4th of April. Voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of April. The scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will be done on the 5th of April, except in Jammu and Kashmir. In Jammu and Kashmir, the scrutiny will be held on the 6th of April. In Himachal Pradesh, there is a total of 4 Lok Sabha constituencies, Mandi, Hamirpur, Kangra and Shimla. Along with the Lok Sabha elections, by-elections for 6 seats of the Legislative Assembly in the state will be held on 1st of June in the 7th and final phase. The notification for these elections will be issued on 7th of May and nomination papers can be filed by 14th of May. State Chief Electoral Officer Manish Garg said that a total of 7,990 polling stations will be set up for the elections in the state. He said 56,38,000 voters have been registered so far and that voters can get themselves registered till 4th of May 2024. Now, our correspondent takes a look at the election scenario.
Bharatiya Janata Party has declared its candidates for 6 assembly seats, including all the 4 parliamentary constituencies of the state, whereas the Congress Party has not been able to declare the name of any candidate so far. The Central Election Committee of the Bharatiya Janata Party has fielded Union Minister and sitting MP Anurag Singh Thakur from Hamirpur parliamentary constituency consecutively for the 5th time, while famous film actress Kangana Ranaut has been made the party candidate from Mandi Lok Sabha constituency. Similarly, sitting MP from Shimla Lok Sabha constituency Suresh Kashyap, while Dr. Rajiv Bhardwaj from Kangra has been made the BJP candidate. Along with the Lok Sabha elections, by-elections have also been declared in 6 assembly constituencies in the state, which include Dharamshala, Sujanpur, Kutlehad, Gagret, Bursar and Lahol Spiti. It is noteworthy that in the elections held on February 27 for Rajya Sabha seat, 6 MLAs of the Congress Party and 3 independent MLAs had voted for the winning BJP candidate Harsh Mahajan, due to which the Congress government in the state was in trouble. The state assembly speaker had disqualified these 6 rebel Congress MLAs for violating the whip issued during the budget session. Recently, all these former MLAs have left Congress and joined BJP, which has declared them as its candidate from their respective constituencies. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Assam, scrutiny of nomination papers for the first phase is underway. As many as 38 candidates have filed nomination papers for 5 seats. For the BJP, former Chief Minister of Assam and present Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal, MP Pradhan Barua, former State Minister and MLA Ranjit Datta are in the fray. Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi and former MLA Rosalina Tirki have also submitted their nominations for the Lok Sabha seats. Assam Jatiya Parishad President Lurin Jyoti Gogoi is up against Mr. Sonowal at Dibrugarh. The Chief Electoral Office in Karnataka is making efforts to improve the voters' turnout in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections. It is approaching the voters through electoral literacy clubs by going to colleges and also approaching their resident welfare associations, holding rallies and roadshows. Additional Chief Electoral Officer M. Kurma Rao has spoken exclusively to Akashwani News in Bengaluru on the efforts being made to improve the voters' turnout in the polling booths.
For Karnataka, in 2019 Lok Sabha elections, the voter turnout is 68.8%. We are trying to improve that voter turnout this time in this 2024 elections. Polling station level, we have formulated this time micro plan. Like, for that, we have to identify first the reasons for low voter turnout. It can be due to urban problems. It may be related to some kind of migration. We will try to give all the emphasis about this assured minimum facilities.
The Congress today criticized the BJP for the rising crimes against women and children in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi, Mahila Congress President Alka Lamba questioned the BJP for not taking action against Brij Bhushan Singh. She also raised question on BJP IT cell officials who are allegedly involved in the gang rape case of a BHU student. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. The centre has extended the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, in 8 districts of Nagaland and 3 districts of Arunachal Pradesh with effect from 1st of next month. It has also been extended to 21 police stations in 5 other districts of Nagaland and 3 police stations in another district of Arunachal Pradesh. The AFSPA has been in force in certain districts and police station areas in Nagaland and Arunachal Pradesh for many years now, and it is extended periodically. India and China exchanged views on ways to achieve complete disengagement and resolve the remaining issues along the line of actual control, or LAC, in the western sector of India-China border areas. The External Affairs Ministry today said that the 29th meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs was held in Beijing yesterday. It said during the meeting, both sides had an in-depth discussion on disengagement along the LAC and agreed to maintain regular contact through diplomatic and military channels. The Army Commanders Conference 2024 began in hybrid mode in New Delhi today. The conference serves as a pivotal forum for apex leadership of the Indian Army to brainstorm conceptual issues, review and assess the overall security situation. It is also aimed at ensuring that the Indian Army remains progressive, forward-looking, adaptive and future-ready. Chief of the Army Staff General Manoj Pandey will interact with the participating Army commanders in a virtual mode from their command headquarters. The deliberations will be focused on a critical agenda impacting the field army and veterans' welfare. Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba arrived in New Delhi this morning on a 2-day official visit to India at the invitation of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. During his visit, Mr. Kuleba will have several engagements, including official meetings with the External Affairs Minister and the Deputy National Security Advisor. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said that both ministers will discuss matters about the bilateral partnership and cooperation on regional and global issues of mutual interest. All universities have been directed to use the National Eligibility Test NET score for admission to PhD programs instead of conducting entrance tests starting from the academic session 2024-25. University Grants Commission Chairman M. Jagdesh Kumar in a social media post said that from the academic session 2024-25, all universities can use the NET score for admission to PhD programs in place of entrance tests conducted by different universities and higher education institutions. He further informed that the NET application process for June 2024 session is expected to be available sometime next week as National Testing Agency is working on it. Educationist Dr. Sant Kumar Chaudhary has welcomed this decision of the UGC.
The UGC has taken decision that those students who will be appearing for the NET examination conducted by the UGC under the NTA examination, certainly they will be entitled to get directly admission for PhD. Earlier it was that the different type of examination was conducted by the university to give the admission in PhD. So this decision will be very beneficial for those students who have qualified in NET examination, but they would again and again were asking to appear for PhD admission.
The National Testing Agency, NTA, has issued an advance intimation slip for the allotment of examination city to the applicants who are appearing for the second session of the JEE mains exam this year. The session 2 of the joint entrance examination JEE mains is scheduled to be conducted from 4th of April to 12th of April at various centres across 319 cities throughout the country, including 22 cities outside India. The exams will be held in two shifts each day. In some international news, the death toll from last week's Moscow concert hall attack rose to 143. Russian authorities have said nearly 80 other people injured in the siege by gunmen remained hospitalized. The Friday night massacre in Krakow City Hall was the deadliest extremist attack on Russian soil in nearly two decades. The world wasted an estimated 19% of the food produced globally in 2022, or about 1.05 billion metric tons, according to a new United Nations report. The UN Environment Programme's Food Waste Index report, published yesterday, tracks the progress of countries to halve the food waste by 2030. The UN said the number of countries reporting for the index nearly doubled from the first report in 2021. The IMD, India Meteorological Department, has predicted light to moderate rainfall over the western Himalayan region and adjoining plains of northwest India for the next 4 days. It said that another fresh western disturbance is likely to affect the western Himalayan region. Under its influence, fairly widespread to widespread light rainfall, accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning, is expected over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand until Sunday. On to sports. In IPL, Rajasthan Royals will take on Delhi Capitals at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Mumbai Indians by 31 runs in a high-scoring match at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad, last night. And in Madrid Open badminton, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles pre-quarters. She defeated the Canadian Wen Yu Zhang 21-16, 21-12 in the first round. She is scheduled to face Huang Yu Sun of Taiwan today. In men's doubles, India's Krishna Prasad Garga and Sai Pratik have advanced to the pre-quarters, defeating Adam Dong and Neil Yakura of Canada 21-15, 28-30, 21-1. While another Indian pair of M.R. Arjun and Dhruv Kapila defeated Job Castillo and Luis Navarro of Mexico in straight sets to reach the second round. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre notifies revised wages of MG Narega workers for 2024-25. Filing of nominations begins for second phase of Lok Sabha elections after issuance of notification. 29th meeting of Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs held in Beijing. Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmitry Kuleba arrives in New Delhi on a two-day visit to India. UGC asks all universities to use national eligibility test score for admission to PhD programs instead of conducting entrance tests. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to take on Delhi Capitals in Jaipur this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.